My name's Mark Labrador, and I'm going to read from one of the beginning chapters of my first novel. Veracity is largely a coming-of-age story set in really the most extreme environment possible. It's a dystopian fiction novel where, instead of the classic right-wing authoritarian type society, it's the left, a kind of environmental extremism, and one that takes things much too far. The story follows two young men who have two very different views on the belief system that they were raised in, and in their opposition, their fates become irreversibly intertwined. I'm going to read from chapter 3, and forgive me, I'm afraid I read quite quickly. They obviously weren't expecting anyone to come through the trees that day, and as soon as they heard my footsteps, they spun around and stood shoulder to shoulder, hiding what they were doing. They relaxed once they saw it was me, but I remember that there was something in their manner that was different than usual, that they remained a little tense, edgy, which only signified that the elders would be genuinely infuriated if they were to find out what was going on.
"What do you guys have there?" I asked.
"A lizard," said Pike, trying to sound nonchalant, but I could tell that he was excited. He looked over at Mickle, who held up a few pins that he'd quickly hidden in his hands when they turned around.
"And these?" said Mickle, almost proudly.
I smiled, not understanding. And stepped forward while both of them parted and faced each other, their bodies opening up like a gate to reveal their prize. The two boys had stolen some pins, probably from one of our clothing classes, and had also managed to catch a lizard. They stuck one of the pins through the center of its tail, fixing it to the stump. The lizard was bright green, its beady eyes black, and it seemed to be struggling half out of confusion and half out of pain.
"Cool," I muttered, as if to myself.
"We just caught it," said Pike. I nodded, and we all stood there looking down at it for a few seconds, silent, the lizard seeming to look back. Then, without taking his eyes off it, Pike reached over and found Mickle's hand, took a pin from it, and crouched down to the stump.
"Watch this," he said.
He stuck the pin into one of the lizard's tiny feet, and it reacted by opening its mouth and, oddly enough, biting its own appendage above the pin. And to us, at that moment, absolutely nothing could be funnier in the world. We started giggling, hysterically, almost unable to control ourselves, leaning in on each other, pointing down at it, stamping our feet on the ground. Though I recall that we still had the presence of mind to keep our voices down, as not to be heard. As soon as we'd recovered a bit, Mickle and I each picked up a pin and crouched down to the lizard as well, smothering the stump in shadow, our heads almost touching in a circle. It was all so invigorating, intoxicating. It's hard to believe how formidable a tiny pin can make one feel, how powerful. This was because we could see, with the lizard's head jolting from side to side, that it was terrified, watching us all closing in around it. It had become desperate, trying to squirm free with every bit of energy that it had in its tiny body, wanting to find a nook to hide in, a branch to climb, even some open ground to scurry across, or water to jump into, anything. But we weren't going to give it that chance. I stuck my pin into one of its legs. Mickle stuck his into the skin by its ribs, and Pike pinned another of its feet. Of course, the lizard kept struggling, kept twisting in pain, biting at its own flesh, and we kept laughing, and then laughed harder, water coming to our eyes, our stomachs eventually becoming sore. It was great fun. At some point, we started competing to see who could be precise enough to pin the smallest appendage, and I remember that Pike won this game, managing to get one of its fingers just below the nail. And when he did so, the lizard held its head up to the canopy and opened its mouth wide, showing a dull pink tongue. This led to shoving leaves and twigs into its mouth to see if it would bite down on them, and then giggling when it did. We brought our faces down to it as well, seeing how near its mouth we could dare to put our noses, jokingly nudging each other when we were almost close enough to touch it. After a long while, the lizard became completely exhausted, its reaction subdued, sluggish. It had stopped squirming altogether, stopped responding. So we prodded it with our fingers, tried piercing parts of its body that we hadn't yet touched, but nothing happened, and it looked like our game was over. Pike, seeming bored, finally picked up a pin and drove it through its skull. It twitched a bit, and then stopped moving forever. The moments after he did this were by far the most poignant. The three of us stayed crouching around the stump, glancing at one another, the smiles that had adorned our faces the whole time slowly, slowly beginning to fade. We all looked down and watched Mickle's hand reach out and run a slow finger along the lizard's back. When he was finished, he quickly put his arm back at his side and looked out at the trees. Pike, after seeing this, leaned in and began retrieving the pins from the dead creature's body, taking them out of its coarse skin almost gently. There was no more laughing. We'd become quiet, sober, because we knew. We knew that we'd gone too far, that we'd overstepped some kind of boundary, moved something that we couldn't put back in its rightful place.
Yet that was all we knew. If we'd had the capacity to understand why we'd done it, what had driven us, I don't think we would have started in the first place. As we stood to leave, Mickle picked the lizard up by its tail and tossed it into a few bushes, out of sight, and we walked out from the forest and into the naked light of day. I don't remember what happened after that, if we ever talked about it again or even mentioned it, but the details of what we did and how we did it are still fresh in my mind, and they would need to be, because what we did to the lizard that day was incredibly important in helping me understand the goal later on in my life.